The old saying is that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, that may be true, but it's only ever true when you actually picture the picture in your mind. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Psalm chapter 1 verse 3 says, "He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." The psalmist gives us a picture. So to benefit from it, we need to actually picture it in our minds. That's what the author's trying to do. He's trying to paint a picture in your head. So go ahead and think about that. A tree that's planted by intersecting streams of water. But as you might expect, there's more to this tree than simply being planted by streams of water. The actual term is that it's been transplanted or moved from one place to this place. In the Promised Land, you can find trees and shrubbery blooming and growing and flourishing during certain times of the year when creek beds and rivers are full of water. But then there are times, dry times, when it doesn't look like anything could possibly grow. So there are seasons of growth in life and those types of places, but that's not what's necessarily being described here. The blessed man has been transplanted from that type of desert region that gets occasional growth. He's been transplanted into a rich, fertile ground that is surrounded by several flowing streams. And that tree is being constantly fed, and as a result, it produces fruit. But you notice that this leaf does not wither. In other words, no matter the season, no matter what's going on around these riverbeds and this tree, no matter the scorching wind or the frosty winter, this tree always has life in it, and it's continually growing because it's continually being fed. Isn't that really good and exciting news? This tree is not swayed, is not affected by the surrounding circumstances. It continually puts forth life. And we're in a time of cultural chaos that could use some fruit bearing from Christians and churches that are planted by streams of life-giving water. As you pray today, please remember Ollie Chambers and his family, our missionaries in Tennessee. And also remember the Haya LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.